working with the Earth Day theme, and we also have some special guests joining us to help out with that. Rio Statics are playing this Saturday at the Palladium, along with a couple of other bands. We've got King Cobb Steely on the bill and Bass is Bass, and I'd like to welcome Dave and Dave from the Rio Statics down to our studios.
How you doing?
Good afternoon, May.
Good afternoon, and you're just waking up hours, late night hours in the studios, from what I understand.
Indeed, we're burning the midnight candle, making our midnight sound.
So what are you doing in the studios at this point? Because didn't you not do a lot of recording already in Nassau?
We did, yeah.
We're bumbling our way through the mixing process right now.
We need three cities just to get it just right.
Three, okay, so there's wrong. Toronto, there's
Hamilton.
Oh, Hamilton, okay, so I didn't realize that one in there.
Jewel of Southern Ontario.
Yes, of course. So what was the Nassau experience like? I mean, Compass Point Studios are pretty world-renowned. Was it pretty awesome experience?
That was like a trip through history, into rock history.
Yeah.
It was a lot of neat records have been recorded there. Wild Planet, B-52s.
AC/DC, Back in Black.
Speaking in Tongues, Talking Heads.
Avalon.
Yeah, Robert Palmer. Bob Marley did a lot of stuff there. It was really cool. And the guy who runs the studios, Terry Manning, he engineered all kinds of Muscle Shoals stuff, Memphis stuff. Worked with ZZ Top.
Led Zeppelin.
It was pretty cool.
When you went there, was most of the material already written and you were just going to go in and record?
No, we did a lot of arranging in the studio.
Well, it was mostly written, though.
But it was written as skeletons on a bunch of them. But
so was mood of the place at all influential in any of the sounds of the songs? Do we all of a sudden have some tropical kind of feel to Rio Static songs?
Well, it's certainly...
Maybe some reggae beats?
It's actually a really tacky Calypso album.
Is it? Great.
Yeah, we hope our fans will allow us to...
It's cartoonish. That's all I can say. It was paradise on earth.
Yeah.
And there you go.
Did you do Yellowbird is a question from the cheap seats?
No, but we did Merv Griffin's We Have No Bananas. It appears
right.
Five times on the album.
Yeah.
Oh, good.
But it was really easy, I think. Wasn't it easy?
It was easy
it was
and beautiful.
Easy.
And
we were like 20 feet from the ocean.
Yes.
Wow.
20 feet from the ocean. 20 feet from where we lived.
Isn't it tough to discipline yourself when you're somewhere that beautiful?
Yeah, well, the only time it was really tough to discipline ourselves was on our last night on the island.
We missed our airplane the next day.
Oh, no way.
We were there for two weeks or whatever, and then the last night we figured we had to go and have a great time. So we went to Cable Beach, which is where all the spring breakers go to hang out, and it wasn't really our scene. So we kind of got drunk or whatever, but not really. And then we were leaving the city, and then Dave Clark... We passed this tavern, and Dave Clark said, stop, we have to go have a beer in this tavern. We thought, why? We didn't know, but I guess Dave was getting one of his special vibes from the place. So we walked in, and this girl looked at us and said, hey, aren't you the Rio Statics? And we knew, hey, we were in the right place. And she was from Guelph and stuff. So we went in there, and they had a karaoke machine set up, so we did karaoke all night long, got really drunk. Went home. I fell asleep on the beach, and we all woke up at 1 minute to 10 o'clock, and our plane left at 10 o'clock, so we had to get another one. But otherwise, we were completely disappointed.
Yes. Oh, good, yeah. I'm sure. So you guys are looking for a title for this new release. You haven't figured that out yet, eh?
Yeah, we can't figure one out, and it's always the same thing. So
we've got a lot of good ones, but none that really makes us jump out of our
shoes. What are you looking for, do you think? What does it have to have in the title?
I think it has to follow Melville Whale Music something. Well, Melville Whale Music has to complete the trilogy.
Right.
Kind of like
mixes
a lateral.
Spinning wheels, blah.
Okay.
It's like,
obvious.
Yeah. It's like spinning wheel of fortune.
Wheel of fire.
Well,
we need something like that.
I'm going to hand over our lines to you for a few moments, okay?
Okay.
While we play your songs, I'm going to let listeners who think they have a suggestion for your CD give us a call at either 870-EDGE or on our 1-800 line.
Excellent.
1-800-461-1021, and maybe they can help you out with the name for your forthcoming CD.
That'd
yes.
be nice.
Okay?
That'd be
so
lovely.
You can answer those calls in just a few moments. Right now, we're going to play some of your music from another CD, from the Whale Music. You came up with this suggestion to kind of fit in with our thematic Thursday for today.
It's kind of askew, but asking the ephemeral question, what's going on?
You call them ephemeral.
Around here. You're gregarious, too.
Okay, the Rio Statics from CFNY 102.1. C CFNY 102.1, the Rio Statics, who are performing this Saturday at the Palladium, a CFNY presentation, along with King Cobb Steely and Bass is Bass. It's 20 before 1. The Kaiser are actually taking calls as we speak for our suggestions for their forthcoming CD title. The All Request Sooner, we're working on the theme of Earth Day and Earth Week for the All Request Sooner. We've got a request for the Cult coming up next.
A sound wave is captured, transformed into electronic energy.
Forthcoming CD. What, did you get something there?
And she dances on what? The water?
And no. She dances,
dances
on, the,
yeah. on big hands.
So you've got a gig coming up this weekend, and you've also, you know, I love people who come down and then bring stuff, and you guys have brought stuff which we're going to give away. What have you got there?
I have half a bread pudding muffin.
It's and did you make awesome. It yourself?
The woman at the second cup. Tricked me into buying it.
That stuff weighs 1,000 pounds. I've had one of those.
It's, yes.
It's good
yes.
for your constitution. Yeah.
Speaking of giant hams, I feel like there's one in my stomach.
Probably in
I'm
your muffin.
It.
That's right. So you got what your whole catalog there
well,
on
got,
CD.
We've got our CD catalog. You Whale Music by the Rio Statics, Melville by the Loser Statics, and Greatest Hits by and, the Young O Statics.
Okay, so that's one package, and the other package is.
You get a dandy black drug.
It's the discount package.
It's the discount package. With a discount clearance poetry book.
You've got your reduced to clear shirt. You're still a few copies left, the month of Sunday poetry book, and your collector cards.
Okay. Well, those will go to callers 4 and 5 at 870-EDGE.
No, they're both great.
They are great packages. Hey,
sure.
If nobody wants them, I will take them.
CD,
but I think someone's going to take them. Okay, the gig's this Saturday.
The gig's
CFNY
up,
presentation, Rio Statics, King Cobb Steely, and Bass is Bass.
At the Palladium.
At the Palladium.
The
Have
Palladium.
A good show.
Big, big place.
Yes.
Yeah,
it'll be
big
fun.
Big place, so we need people to come.
I'm sure a few friends will show up. Thanks again for coming by.
Oh, and then happy birthday, Earth.
Yes.
Is it Earth?
It's Earth Day,
birthday.
Brother.
Tomorrow's the official
today
Earth
was
Day.
The this Earth's birthday.
No. I don't know.
But when you say Earth's birthday, I think the word birthday comes from the birthing of Earth, so you just say birthday.
Ah, there you go.
Ah, very clever. That would be spelled B-E-A-R-T-H.
May, would you like to dedicate this day to any of your domestic house animals that you have?
Do you have animals?
No, I don't.
No?
No, I don't.
Do you, Dave?
No.
Okay.
Not since I last checked. Anyways.
I do. Two. Spinner and Mouse. Dedicated to you.
Okay.
On the Edge.
And neither of them are mice.
That's right.
Thanks again for coming by. Dave Viditti, Dave Clark of the Rio Statics, and the All Request Nooner Earth Day Edition continues with Midnight Oil next.